Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Matt's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 110 for July 21st, 2006, Tandy's Model 100. And now, get ready for Dick! The week draws to its close. And as always, at the end of the week, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Walk with me now as we enter Dick's Classic Gadget Warehouse.
Leo, just follow the flashing belt buckle.
I was wondering what that was. I thought we had a UFO down here. Thank goodness I have my Panther vision.
So, I do have a UFO down here, but it's still in a box.
Okay. Yes, you're saving it.
Today, Leo, we have a gadget that I loved, and I'm saying love because I'll tell you what happened to it. The Radio Shack 100.
Oh, the Model 100.
Did you have one of those?
I didn't. I always wanted one, though.
Oh, the 100 was like one of the first computers, and it was like the size of, I guess, a dictionary.
It was certainly the first laptop computer.
The first laptop, a full size, a dynamite keyboard. I mean, it was like typing on a typewriter.
Yeah, a lot of writers used it. I mean, it was very popular, especially sports writers.
You know what, Leo? I had my first official laptop, and I would walk through the park, and there'd be two people with official laptops, and one old guy typing away on his Radio Shack 100, and I just said to him, I said, those are great machines, aren't they? And he said, I'll never give it up.
Yeah, well, yeah. And they were bulletproof. They were built live.
They were bulletproof. Leo, they ran on AA batteries.
But tell the folks how big the screen was, Dick.
The screen was...
It was smaller than an LED belt buckle. Let's put it this way.
Yeah, exactly. I believe it was 40 characters wide and 8 lines high.
So it was kind of... And this wasn't a graphic screen. This was text only.
This was text only, monochrome, actually. But I used to, when I traveled, write mad scripts on it.
Really?
Yeah. It was a little annoying because, you know, you could only get 8 lines. But the fact that I was on an airplane typing and the machine was remembering it, I thought it was neat.
This didn't have a disk drive, though, did it?
I mean, no, it did not have a disk drive. But you know what, Leo? I found out later that they were built by, I think it's Kyocera.
Kyocera
of Japan was building them. And building them also for NEC. I don't know if you knew that.
NEC had one too. That's exactly right. Yep.
Right.
I do remember
but
that.
But the NEC had a card slot for a memory cartridge. And I bought the memory cartridge. I think it was 32K, and I think I paid $99 for it. And I had them both. And then there was the 102 from Radio Shack, where they boosted the memory. The original one was 8K memory.
But it didn't need that much. Oh, I guess it did because it was storing everything in memory. So that was how much you could write.
Yeah. And then the 102 had 24K, 400% more memory for just about, I think it was about $500.
Now, before people say, oh, wow, you know, 24K, what could you have done in that? Remember, it was just storing text, so that's about 8,000 words, or maybe a little less, 5,000 words of text. It's a good size article you could put.
Yeah,
in there.
Yeah. And then the NEC model, and I'm not sure if the new Radio Shack model had it, but they had application modules that ran from a cartridge that you plugged in.
Right.
So you weren't, again, using the memory of the device itself, but the ROM modules had the applications on them.
Now, did it have a printer?
No.
It didn't have a printer.
You know what? I can't remember.
It had a modem, though, or something.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Very good. It had a 300-board modem.
So that's how you would file. So you'd write the sports reporters would be sitting there at the game. They'd have enough room, you know, enough for an article, and then they'd plug it into the phone and they'd file.
Exactly. And you know, Leah, I'm thinking that it had a print-to-port because I think I used a print-to-port when I got home.
You'd print it out.
To send it to my desktop.
See, I had the clone of this, which Epson made one, and it had a little grocery store, you know, ribbon printer. What a little, you know, do it on tape.
Oh, built right in.
And you'd have,
you
like
know
a,
what?
A long.
Casio had something like that.
Yeah.
Where it had the little printer built in. And so a MAD script would be 2 inches by 87 right. yards.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Can you imagine handing it in and say, here it is, it's all rolled up.
Or on an airplane printing it out in these volumes of. Don't step on my script. Don't step on
it. And it goes and it goes.
Yeah.
It goes.
Is that are you having laxative problems or are these? That's exactly what they said. And if you didn't read it within 3 days, it faded. It was all thermal, right?
It was thermal. Exactly.
All thermal. Right.
But people still, I mean, I think when you talk Model 100, I bet you, and I should look, I bet you there are a lot of Model 100 websites out there because
there are, Leo.
There was something so magical about that.
I belong to.
There's a club100.org.
Yes.
It's a user group.
It is. And what happened was it was this sailor or somebody, they dropped it over something and they said, will anybody sell their one? Will anybody please sell their 100?
Wow.
And so I had the 100 and I had the neck and I had cartridges.
Did you sell it to him?
I said, listen, give me $100. I said, you can have
Dick.
Everything. I had the books. I had the case.
You were so sweet to do that.
I had the lock-on plastic Lexan cover that was...
Boy, he got a deal.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I used to, when I bought something, I wanted to own every accessory in case they discontinued it.
I just want to tell you, I'm just looking on eBay. What?
Right. And the same guy is selling it for $1,000.
No. You can buy the current, let's see, it's on auction. The current bid for a Model 100, tested and working great, is $15.96.
What?
So you could, if you really wanted to recreate.
Holy cow.
Now, this auction ends soon, so you might want to, right. And in fact, if you're listening to this podcast, it's already ended. But I'm sure there'll be others on there. Look at this thing. This is great. You know what? I'm tempted to buy one.
Yeah. They're just
Wouldn't
amazing.
Wouldn't it be great to have?
Yeah.
This is a classic.
Not unlike yourself. Computer.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we're as old as this. And it did. You're right. I'm looking at it now, this eBay picture of it. It had a keyboard that was really kind of like a computer keyboard.
Absolutely. Nicely slanted. No. Yeah. It had long throw keys.
You could really write something on it.
And of course, the amazing thing, again, was 4 AA batteries, and it ran 20 hours. So you didn't have to worry about plugging it in and charging it. If you carried 4 AA's with you were set for 40 hours.
You could fly to Singapore and back.
You could fly to Tuvalu. What's
Tuvalu.
The name of our... You could try to Tuvalu and back.
I don't even know if they have an airport. All I know is they have a website.
Well, you know what? We put them on the map.
After this,
they're going to build an airport.
Everybody's going to Tuvalu. The Model 100, a salute, a Gizwiz salute to the Model 100, one of the great... Certainly, it's in the, you know, if you were going to do the all-time great computers, it would be in there, maybe even one of the first two or three.
That's very funny. And, Leah, speaking of that, it's very funny. I was just reading, I think it's PC
I'm
Weekly.
Bidding on this computer, by the way.
Oh, okay, good. I'm outbidding you.
No.
You sly devil.
I think $30.
PC World had the 25 worst gadgets of all time. I don't have the list in front of me. But on the list was... DigiSense.
And rightly so.
The I smell that we talked about last week. Yeah.
And rightly so.
It
stank.
Yeah. It smelled. We could smell it coming. You don't have to put a cartridge in it. I can smell it from here.
And speaking of smelling things coming.
Yes.
I got to get out of this warehouse. It is just dank.
Okay.
It is.
Oh, horrible. Okay. Okay. Well, okay. If you would take off that blazer that you've been wearing night and day.
This is my makes its own gravy blazer.
Okay. Yeah, but it's got real gravy. That's the problem.
Yeah, it actually is made of gravy. It's a recycled gravy. That's enough on that. Let's say goodbye, friends, and we'll see you next week. Hope you've enjoyed this week of the Daily Gizwiz. Remember to tip the waiters on the way out, and we would be the waiters. Go to the website.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go to the website, twit.tv, and press the donate button, because that's what's keeping us afloat at this point.
That's right.
You know, I'm actually thinking, we're getting some advertising, and it's such a pain in the butt. I'm thinking maybe we should just not advertise, take advertising at all, and just ask people to give us money. Do you think that would work?
Okay. Can I get some of it?
Yeah. Yes. If we get any, you'll get some of it. I promise.
Oh, okay. Make sure you say for Daily Gizwiz use only.
Yes, that's right. Gadget purchases only. All right. Have a great weekend.
Okay.
We'll
very good.
Next time.
I'll be here.
Toobaloo.